Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Between the Reps, Brooke and Gina. We're zooming.
Last week, I'm sure if you listened to the last podcast, you realized that we had partied all weekend and were really hungover and couldn't think of anything to say. So we were supposed to do another one, but we didn't get around to it. So we are zooming. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
And yeah. Where are you at?
I am in Florida.
How's the weather out there? God, what a dumb, like, that's like such a benign thing to say.
Just, I'm in Florida. What's
hey,
the weather?
What's the weather like?
Oh my God, it really is.
It's hot as fuck here.
It's damp.
It's real damp.
Dude, I washed my hair this morning. And
it looks good.
I mean, you know how like when you go to, we've learned this. You wash your hair in different places, the water's different. So people have water softeners, people maybe have a water softener, but the water still isn't like super great, or it turns your hair orange.
That's happened.
I've had. I had got new shampoo and conditioner.
Well, you know, it should have been a clue for you when your hair did turn orange, when around the drain it was orange.
Well, it did. So like when we, okay, what were references?
When we were in Escalante. I think we already talked about it, but
yes. But we'll talk about it again.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is like the first couple of days we were there, I was worried about the water. So I didn't wash my hair.
Because the drain was orange.
Because I started to, well, first sign is I'm in the shower and these are like outdoor showers. Beautiful. Oh my gosh. Beautiful.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
And then what I remembered or as it became more orange, mm-hmm. Is that we were kind of the first people to stay there.
Right.
Like first kind of wave of people that were staying
at Yonder.
Yes. And yes. I remember being in the shower and I was like, I have a very good sniffer.
You are a very good sniffer.
I have an incredible
sniffer. It's surprising to me that you don't complain about my breath more often.
I think it's because I love you so much. It doesn't bother me. You know, it's like when you're so in love with someone, like even like their body odor doesn't like bother you, you know?
Yeah, I do.
So
it's also the same things that make you hate them later.
Yeah, that's true. Easy stuff. You're like, oh man, now, oh my gosh, all these things are bothering me. Stop chewing so loud.
That's when you know. That's when you know it's going downhill.
When but I remember being in the shower. Yeah, when I remember being in the shower and I was like, smells like metal.
Yeah, like iron.
So I'm like getting close to like the handle and the piping up to the shower head.
Yeah.
Without burning myself. And I was like, oh, maybe it's just that, you know? And then, I started noticing like, the tile looks like it's getting a little orange. ooh, maybe I shouldn't get my hair wet. And then I finally had to, I had to wash my hair. So I was like, ah, you know, it can't be the water. It can't be that bad. Oh man, it was bad.
Yeah, it was.
It was so bad that the towels were turning orange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything was orange. You're just turning into an Oompa Loompa.
Oh, my hair was orange, pink. I remember, like, my mom was going to be driving up to meet me and Gina and bring us our podcast equipment, our podcast stuff, right? I think it was our podcast stuff.
Yeah.
And I call her. I'm like, hey, you got to call Robin. You got to have her go and get something like a clarifying shampoo of some sort to try and get this, like the minerals basically off my hair. So she did. She brought me some shampoo, some different stuff to try and fix it. And it was better, right?
It was better.
I got in the shower at the hotel.
I remember being worried like because I saw how dark purple it was. And I thought, oh no, this could be bad.
You come in and you're like, is it going to stay that color?
Is it going to stay that color? Yeah. You could have ended up with like gray hair.
Dude, something else that was fun when I was like scanning through our old videos is my hair color was changing in every single one.
Yeah. It's like purple, brown.
Yeah. It was like red. And then it was like,
oh yeah, the red,
orangey red. And then it was like more like brown, darker red. Then you could definitely tell like the videos where you and I were doing our own hair.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's in all of them.
Yeah.
It's not like we have hair and makeup.
No, I mean like doing our own hair color.
Oh yes.
When we were shut, when we were locked down.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very obvious.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people look like that. They understand. The viewers understand.
Yeah. And then I like saw some of my, you know, the red or some of the, like the more brown that still had like blonde through it. And I was like, oh, I kind of miss it.
Yeah. I think people really like you with the blonde though.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, well, what do you guys think?
What do you guys think? Should I go gray?
Hey, should I go gray?
I love it when people will say, you should just let it go gray. I'm like, what? Are you fucking kidding me? No. Can you imagine me with just all gray hair? God, yeah, exactly. Fuck no. You're like, I wouldn't hang out with you. What are you doing? Taking a picture?
Yeah, I haven't been on my Instagram story, you know. Did I have a picture? So today is our friend Courtney's birthday. And
dude, I had so many videos of her that I wanted to share that I felt she would hate.
Dude, I have a picture. It's the one when we took a screenshot when we were FaceTiming her and she was trying on all those outfits that she ordered.
Oh,
and it was it's the floral romper.
Yes. Oh my God. Rompers. I do love myself a romper.
Dude, I love a romper too.
I do love a romper. I'm long bodied, so it can very easily become very unattractive. And it makes me look like I have most of them are made for like shorter bodied people. So the tie is up real high. So I just look like I have the longest butt. Cause you know, I don't really have a waist.
Yeah, same.
It just looks like my butt crack is probably like, I don't know, 2 feet long.
No, same.
Yeah. It's hard for me to find a good one.
I always have a hard time with the front of them sometimes, you know, like the seam.
Like they're saggy.
Like they're supposed to be kind of like
mine are just a camel toe. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But like, they're supposed to be, if they're not pants, even sometimes with pants, like the pant ones, but if they're kind of loose, like flowy.
Uh-huh.
And then you have like that hard camel toe seam up the front.
Yeah.
And then I don't really have like hips. So it just looks like kind of like this. Which is like, and I picture it like this. I just see this big, flat, narrow piece of fabric with a stitching up the front.
Yeah.
And it's weird to me. Like every time like I see one and I'm like, oh, so cute. And I try it on and I'm just like, what?
Well, okay. So I think, we've done that so many times where you order things online. They look so cute on people. But what I found out too, is that they pin them.
Yeah.
So like they'll shoot it from the front looking all cute.
Yeah.
And then they have it like clipped in places so that it's like drawn in like the right places and all of that. And I think it's kind of bullshit. It's false advertising. It's complete bullshit.
So
and then you buy it and you're like, I just look like,
wait a minute.
Like I'm wearing a sack of potatoes.
Here's what I don't like. And I know that you have talked about this and I actually think we should do it. Because even if you're at your house and I'm not there, we could still order stuff and do try-ons for VTR Instagram. So remind them of what you wanted, what your brother-in-law told you we should do.
Oh shit. No, it was my friend Yolanda's husband.
Yeah, that's who it was.
I bought this and I'm sending it back.
Yes.
With like a side-by-side picture of what it's supposed to look like and then what it looks like on you. And I think people have done that.
Yeah, people do it.
People doing that, which I think is hilarious. It's like so smart. But yeah, I mean, I talked about it before, but I ordered this really cute, it was like a long, it was during the winter, and it was like a long sweater skirt with this kind of shorter sweater, which I don't do half tops, but it was like a little bit longer. So you didn't have like skin showing.
Yeah.
And it was so cute on this model. And I thought, oh, you know, I think I could do that. I looked like a giant, and it had like a turtleneck.
Oh no, I remember. Yeah.
And it was like kind of like this.
Did you say you looked like an uncircumcised penis?
I did. I pulled the neck up over and I was like, dude, I look like an uncircumcised penis right now. Like I look absolutely ridiculous. There's no way. I mean, there's just no way.
Because here's
together. And it was like here's a flush another color.
Yeah. Here's another thing we have to do with this, right? So like you see a photo, we find out that they pin everything, so it fits perfectly. Here's another thing that really irks me about shopping online. Okay.
Okay.
Why people always like dresses. Okay. They take these photos. Let me start over. This is a rant. Don't photograph an outfit in a position that no one's ever going to see it like that.
Right. They're like one leg out.
And it's like,
you know, like, and they're up,
yes,
like almost like crouched on the ground.
Like there's this dress. Okay. So I was looking at Free People and,
or like their legs crossed.
Yeah.
Like you don't walk that way.
No, yeah. I just want someone who's like a really beautiful model, whoever, whatever size, to just stand there.
Yeah.
Like what, if I walked up to you and saw you for the first time, how would you be standing? Probably just like, I'm just standing. Like maybe you're ordering coffee. Maybe you have like one hip out. Because I'm looking at these dresses and I'm like, oh my God, so beautiful. I love it. Kind of flowy. And I was wanting to get some fun, like dresses that would be cute, like with my boots.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bunch of like floor, you know, anyways. Yeah. And then I'm looking at the pictures and I'm like, when will I ever look like that?
Yeah.
You won't. Like when will I ever be
take a picture sitting in the same. Yeah. You're like, I have to walk in this.
I'm talking like, even when they do the photo where it's kind of like the dress is there's, you're getting to see the dress more because they've like maybe picked it up and like thrown it.
Right.
And so it's like
spin.
Yeah. And it's mm-hmm. like, kind of like it's so pretty. And then I think to myself, like, when would anyone ever get to see me like that? I'd have to constantly all night,
swirling,
like
fanning the skirt. So you can see
just like this. Always having to like pull one leg up, like so you can see one leg,
see the
and then
slit.
So I'm holding this slit, and then I'm just constantly going doing this,
fanning,
grabbing it, and like throwing it and tossing it and tossing.
Everybody
it.
Just thinks and, like you're farting and trying to waft it out of your skirt,
and constantly like making sure I always like really exaggerate the one leg with the step when I walk. Like, hey, take like, pictures.
What's wrong with her?
Like, take pictures of clothes that you can see what it's gonna look like.
Yeah. No, you know? I agree. Yeah.
You guys, we have a guest coming on. She's actually. She should be getting on here soon. She probably doesn't have her phone in front of her. So hopefully she'll get on here soon. So
I'm just sweating like a motherfucker right now. By the way,
I'm kind of sweating too.
I bought this deodorant. I've been using the deodorant that your mom had told me to get. And now I can't remember what it was. And I was out of it. So I have this other deodorant and it's shitty. It is so shitty. Like I can smell myself right now.
What kind is it?
It's Dove. Dove cucumber something. Doesn't work. Don't buy it for you out there. can't remember what the one is that your mom told me to use. It's like extra
degree
something.
Degree.
No.
It's anyway. It's the.
I'll know it if I see it.
Okay. All right. You guys. So I am, did I already tell them I'm selling my house?
Yeah.
Okay. House being sold. Going to be in Utah. Going to be in Montana.
I'm going to be in California.
Do you know be in California? Here's what we're doing. Okay. We're going to start having like a regular guest host. Her name's Dana Lynn Bailey.
Yeah, she's gonna be a reg.
Just gonna be on, especially because when I'm in Montana, bam. When I'm not in Montana and she is, and Gina's still in California, Zoom.
Or I'll just fly out there.
Well, you definitely will be doing that.
Yeah, I'll be traveling more.
Okay, so here's where we are right now. Me trying to figure out all the different times. I'm 3 hours ahead of Gina. And I'm 2 hours ahead of Dana, but for some reason, I knew I was 2 hours ahead of like Utah. And it's almost like I thought that like Montana's time was not Utah.
Further. Yeah.
But it's the same.
I always think that too.
So I basically set it up where I was thinking that I was going off of Gina's time zone, and I knew I was 3 hours later than her. And I was like, oh, and Dee is 2 hours later than her. But Dee's only 1 hour later than her. So she's headed to the warehouse. We are going to get back on with our co-host. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us?
Hello.
There she is.
Hey. What's up, guys?
Whoa, did you change? Did you change your clothes?
No.
Oh, no? You just pulled the shoulder out?
These are, it just falls out
on its own.
Yeah. This is actually exactly what I was wearing last night.
Hot.
I haven't even changed my clothes. I stumbled in this morning and just, you know, put some makeup on.
Wait,
well, cold.
Wait,
here,
did you make an, is that a whole new cup of tea or that one just been chilling?
It's just a whole new one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Did you eat something so your belly doesn't hurt? Okay.
I did. Hi, Dee.
Hi. Why'd your belly hurt?
Oh, because it's no good reason. I just drank tea without eating anything.
Oh. Yeah. She drank tea on an empty stomach.
And I was sitting here talking to her and I just started sweating profusely and got nauseated.
That's amazing.
we already let everyone know, Dana, that you're the new permanent guest host.
Deal with it, guys.
You can just be the permanent host.
Yeah.
It's a triplet.
Yeah.
Hosts. Yeah. We go together.
Yeah.
Like PB&J.
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 Yeah, DB&J.
We go together.
Oh, sing it. Like that.
What's that? Hold on. Someone's coming in. Hey. What's that? I got a something.
A package?
Got a package. Oh,
yeah.
I have no idea.
Do an unveiling.
Gina, how does that song go?
We go together like rama lama lama, a ding a ding a dong, together forever.
Right,
like shoo up, shoo wada wada, yippity boom de boom. Chang, 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 shabop. God, I always, every time I go, I'm not singing on this podcast ever again.
Dude, you already did though. I
do it over and over.
I don't even think we
again.
Started Honestly. Yet. And you already started.
I know.
We started. Really... Yeah, we definitely started.
Well, fuck.
All right.
Fuck.
Okay, guys. Hey, welcome back to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. With Dana and Dana.
Welcome back.
DB&J.
DB&J. Okay.
Dana, Brooke, and Gina. Okay. So we thought that we would, wait, I know I got to find it.
Do you want me to send it to Dana?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you sending?
She sent this. I'm sending it to you.
I'm anticipating what it is.
It's just funny. It's just funny questions to ask. It literally says funny questions to ask.
I literally put that into the search bar. Funny questions to ask.
I mean,
all right. The first one is a bad one. Is cereal soup? What?
Yes.
Why or why not?
Oh, it does.
It's not soup. Dana.
Not soup.
No, it's not soup.
Is cereal
I was going to say soup has to be hot, but I've had cold
yeah,
soup.
Like gazpacho or something.
Gazpacho. Mm-hmm.
Which I've never had. I don't even know what that is.
It's, I don't remember what it is, but we worked at a very fancy restaurant and they always had gazpacho and would always get it.
It's a tomato base.
It's like one of those things people just order just to sound fancy.
Yeah, but like, I'll have the gazpacho.
Yeah, I'll have the cold soup.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
What I'd really like to start my meal off with some cold soup.
I'm going to actually look up what
just sounds lazy.
The definition of soup is.
Okay.
Definition.
I'm going to pick my nose.
While hey, soups and stews, Gina.
Soups and stews. Oh, yeah. You and Katie thought that was soups such a great stews. Idea. Loved
that
it.
Is a great idea.
Like, I was like.
Oh, so a soup is a liquid dish typically made by a boiling meat, fish, or vegetables in stock or water. See?
Yeah, boiling. So cold soup isn't even really
soup. So the answer to the question is no. And not just because we don't want it to be considered soup, but it actually isn't.
Yeah, it actually isn't.
It's not.
A substance mixture perceived to resemble soup. No. It's not soup. That was a terrible.
What is, hey guys, anyone listening?
Is anyone out there?
Hello. Here we are. We're doing a hangout. That's what this podcast is today. Okay. What is the sexiest and the least sexy name?
Gina.
Here's a,
I was going to say Dana.
I feel like we're the sexiest.
Oh, sure. I feel like a least sexy name would be Barb.
Yeah, like
you know,
Barb, or I was thinking like Bertha.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, how about if there's a Barb or Bertha out there.
Barb.
Let's go. Mail
we just
names.
Lost some listeners.
I immediately get another email from someone being like, "You really singled us out, and we're not going to listen to your podcast anymore."
No, sorry.
Dude, should I read that email?
Which one?
Did I read the email to you that a woman sent in and she was actually talking, not the podcast, she was talking about my Instagram. Dude.
No.
Okay, pause. I have to read this for you.
All right.
Okay.
Oh man, it's very funny. And I'm going to read.
Like she's mad about it?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
She was offended.
Very, very upset.
What did you say?
Oh, well, I'll tell you. Let me find it really quick. Okay, here we go. So it was from, she was very upset because of, do you remember when we were, it was around the 4th of July and I posted a bunch of pictures and I said, just a couple of Karens on the lookout for a cookout. Oh man.
And apparently
what was wrong with that?
Well, I think it struck a nerve because I thought a Karen was just like a dumb chick.
Dude.
Like they always say like, you know, Karen wants to speak to the manager, like some, like a complainer.
Yeah, she's just like, she complains about a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yes. That's what
and
I thought. But
she always sticks her nose in people's businesses.
Right.
She shouldn't be there.
Right. And apparently it's been attached to like racial stuff.
Apparently.
I don't know that. I didn't know that, but
yeah,
some people equate that. Well, clearly someone does.
Who was the lady that had like the 8 kids? Wasn't her name?
Oh, the Octomom. The Octomom?
No, the blonde girl. She had blonde hair. She had like 8 kids.
Kate plus eight.
Kate plus 8.
John and Kate plus 8.
John and Kate plus 8.
Yeah, you think of like that hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen memes where they'll put me with her. I was like, God damn it. God damn it. I don't look. Her hair is spiky. My hair is not spiky. I don't ever want spiky hair.
Dude, you're Kate.
I love
plus
your
eight.
Hair. You're dude, you should
for some
be
reason I thought her name was Karen.
Okay, I found the email. Oh my, you should be Kate plus eight.
Kate plus eight.
Kate plus eight.
Just spike all the back of your hair. That does not look like your hair, Dee.
Gross. Okay.
This is the email that I received from Bradford. I work with. He said, "Hey, Brooke, I received the following message from an ambassador. I don't worry that we'll lose anything from her, and I certainly don't want you to change who you are. I think you meant being a Karen as a joke, right?"
Yes.
I didn't. I didn't see the post. Just let me know what your response would be to this. And if the response is, "Fuck you," then I can make a more politically correct statement to her. Ha.
Wait, what's
this? This is what she wrote. "Hi, I was looking forward to working with you. However, I and some friends are concerned about a comment posted by Brooke and DLB this weekend where she referred to herself."
Oh, Dana, you're included.
Yeah. "Referred to herself, DLB, and two other friends as Karens. In this politically heated world, we are careful in our alliances. And for that matter, statements as they may be misconstrued, I can't associate myself with products whose owners limit their likes and vibe to only one specific group of humans."
Oh my God.
If I and others have been mistaken and she didn't mean what she posted as racist alignment, I mean, a Karen's not a race, so I don't know.
Man, that's like cancel culture at its finest right there.
"Please advise to me and the world in general."
Oh.
I won't say her name.
Like, you're supposed to make a public statement.
So Devin responds. Devin is a sap, dude.
Yeah.
She goes, "Here's a response."
That's what she said?
Yeah. Blank woman's name.
Yes.
"Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to express your..."
Stop for 1 second. Was her name Karen? Was that why she was mad?
No, her name it's better though. Her name's Marla.
Okay, Marla.
"Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to express your concern over the use of the word Karen in one of Brooke's recent posts. Your obfuscation of the tone of the post was quite a stretch, even for the most humorless and easily offended. In this politically heated world, there is definitely nothing more important or pressing than policing people's Instagram accounts and accusing them of being racist. We are sure that you and your friends take this mission very seriously and have spent hours upon hours looking for jokes to turn into politically fueled rants and emails. How do you find the time to be so thorough? Unfortunately, here at Ensware, we are so busy building crosses to burn and getting our heads shaved that we failed to fully capitalize on the Karen culture until now. She didn't send this. She was just like letting out all of her anger.
Oh, okay.
I would like
she sent it. Hey, Robbie!
Robbie!
Hi, guys.
Says, "I would like
about Karen's for 4th of July."
Brooks, should I read it from the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay, I posted those pictures of us girls and I, in the comment section or the thing, I said, Just a couple of Karens on the lookout for a cookout. That was my thing. That's all it said. Which was great.
Hilarious.
Okay, so funny?
Funny, yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
And there was someone who was very mad about it and emailed in to Ensware. And they forwarded me the email. And basically Bradford was like, "Hey, we got this thing. We're really not worried about losing anything from her. I'm pretty sure you meant Karen as a joke, right?" And he said, "Just let me know what your response would be. If your response is fuck you, then I can make a more politically correct statement to her." And then this is what she said. "Hi, I was looking forward to working with you. However, I and some friends are concerned about a comment posted by Brooke and DLB this weekend where she referred to herself, DLB, and two other friends as Karens. In this politically heated world, we are careful in our alliances and for that matter, statements as they may be misconstrued. I can't associate myself with products whose owners limit their likes and vibe to only one specific group of humans. If I and others have been mistaken and she didn't mean what she posted as racist alignment, please advise to me and the world in general. This is what, so then it was like a thread, email thread of like what Devin wrote an email, which we did not send, but she was just so irritated by the whole thing that she put it all out. It's good. Devin. She goes, here's a response. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to express your concern over the use of the word Karen in one of Brooke's recent posts. Your obfuscation of the tone of the post was quite a stretch, even for the most humorless and easily offended. In this politically heated world, there is definitely nothing more important or pressing than policing people's Instagram accounts and accusing them of being racist. We are sure that you and your friends take this mission very seriously and have spent hours upon hours looking for jokes to turn into politically fueled rants and emails. How do you find the time to be so thorough? Unfortunately, here at Ensware, we are so busy building crosses to burn and getting our heads shaved that we failed to fully capitalize on the Karen culture until now. I would like to take the time to advise you and the world in general, per your request, that aligning yourself with our brand probably isn't a good fit. We only appeal to people with a sense of humor and enough common sense to realize that not everything everyone posts is literal, nor is it meant to appeal to everyone all the time. Thank you again for taking time out of your obviously fulfilled and altruistic life purpose to make our day with your email. Happy trolling.
Well, the sad part
That's
is,
really good. That's a good response.
That's so good. I wish she'd sent it.
I know.
She obviously has no idea what a Karen is.
Exactly.
And what it's just like a white woman that's like entitled and it's like bossy and.
Well, it's her.
Yeah, I guess it is her. She is actually a Karen.
She is a Karen.
She was offended.
She was offended and needs to let everyone know that she's offended.
Wow.
So great.
Right? I never tied Karen and racism together.
Neither did I.
Total sense.
I saw the email and I was like, whoa. What? I'm like, first of all, me and my friends, and also we're not like these young, we're like, I feel like maybe we could be Karens. It was just like, just a couple of Karens on the lookout for a cookout.
If you were being racist, were you being racist against black people or white people or women?
Yeah. Like who were we racist against?
I don't know.
Guys, I just came in to say hi, and now I'm out of here.
We're trying to figure it out. You figure it out for us, Robbie.
It was like the weirdest. Yeah, she just completely misconstrued what a Karen even is.
Yeah. So I had responded. I laughed so hard, and Devin writes back. She goes, "Just kidding," but it felt good to write.
No, she's a great writer. If I ever have,
no,
to,
she
like,
is an incredible
that,
writer.
I'm gonna just message Devin to do it for me.
Right.
She's very like, she hits like right below the belt, but it's like, but oh, so dude. Eloquent.
No, yeah. She's so good.
So like very passive aggressive.
She's so good.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
you've seen Key and Peele on like Key and Peele do comedy. You know when he does he does Obama's anger translator?
No.
You've never seen it?
No.
So it's
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh, you got to look it up after we're off. But he's one of them. I can't remember which one. I think it's Peele. He's the anger. His name is, I cannot remember his name, but he's his anger translator. So the other one's like, he's dressed up there in the Oval Office and he's Obama. And he's like speaking so eloquently to the camera or whatever. And then he'd pause. And then his anger translator basically puts it into like angry words. Like he says something where you almost don't know if Obama's like mad. And then he says it for him in a much more direct, angry kind of way when shit's hitting the fan. So it's like, it's backwards. Yeah. But with Devin, it's just like, you know, that's what she does for me when she has to either.
But it's the opposite.
There's
the
issues.
You're the angry one.
Yeah. So I'm the angry one. And I'm the one that at a certain point, like I lose patience. And I will be I'm very direct anyways, but like at that point too, in certain situations or like business stuff or whatever, I'll lose patience and I'll be very honest and direct. Yeah. And it can like come across if I don't want to like hurt their feelings or like ruin the relationship, you know, Devin knows she's like, I tell her how I feel about it. And then she puts it very eloquently, puts it into an email. And
very eloquently, like, I don't even know half the words she was using.
I know. Doesn't it make me?
Emma, what does altruistic mean?
Altruistic. Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. See? On that one.
All right. Best friends.
Yes.
What secret conspiracy would you like to start?
I mean, there's so many right now that I've already started and I'm fully on board with them.
Yeah. Is there any that you could, you'd want to come up with that is a conspiracy that, I don't know.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Maybe
this is like one of those questions that after I think about it, I'll think of something like this afternoon. I'll be like, oh, that would have been a good one. It's like comebacks.
Yeah, we'll come back to that one.
Okay. Yeah.
What's invisible, but you wish people could see? I said farts.
So you know they're coming. Oh, yeah. There's like a green fog that comes.
It's like the little skull and crossbones.
Yeah.
Like,
yes, that would be.
And yeah, like maybe depending on what you ate or how bad it is, it's a different color.
Yeah. Oh God, that'd be terrible. Everyone just knows. I see it
as green.
Yeah, I see it as green.
I see it
green. Like black.
Yeah. Ugh.
Just smog. I don't know if I'd want it to be color coded.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Next one.
What's the weirdest smell you have ever smelled?
Oh,
your armpit, Gina.
Oh, I do have a weird stinky armpit.
Mm-hmm.
The left one. Yeah.
Chemically. She's always like, it smells chemically. Like
it chlorine. Smells like chlorine.
I love the smell of chlorine.
Well, you would love my left armpit.
Yeah. Well, then I'm just going to put my nose right in your armpit. I would just say Rob's farts are just very interesting, especially when he was like vegan.
Oh,
they were bad. They're so bad.
He got us the other night. I think he'd already gone to bed.
Yeah.
Dude, he was just letting them ride.
And sometimes they're just such a weird smell that you're like, I almost have to smell it because it's so weird.
You're trying to pinpoint it. Oh, what is that? What is that exactly?
Okay, like just one more. just a fart sniffer. Do you ever remember people calling like saying that about people? Like, oh, you're a fart sniffer.
Like, actually, we're all fart sniffers.
We're bringing that. Let's bring that back.
Fart sniffer.
Yeah.
My kiwi has a weird smell to it.
Oh, your kiwi. It's a stinky kiwi.
It's a stinky kiwi.
We have a full business idea, Dee, about the stinky kiwi. We want to manufacture
female
products, either like deodorant, a soap or a spray or something for your vagina. And we would call it the stinky kiwi.
Hmm.
Because it's got a weird smell. It's
like Taco Bell, right?
Yeah.
Yes. It's like a TV gordita.
Yes.
It does. Gordita crunch.
Why does it smell like Taco Bell? It's making me hungry.
I say these things in confidence.
I thought it was already out in the open. You're talking about your stinky kiwi.
I think you've outed me before.
She does. She outs. You want to know why though? Here's the thing.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Dee can out you and I because like we also could out her, but the issue is like there's nothing to out her on. Like there's so much.
I need some dirt on you, Dee. I need
there's so much content. There's so much content. Well,
she's smart. She doesn't like put it out there. She keeps it to herself. I'm the one that's like, hey guys, my vagina smelled like a soft taco this morning. Like a
cheesy gordita.
Taco Bell?
Dude, you definitely said cheesy gordita.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You said and there was like it kind of making me hungry.
I'm gross. Oh my god. Oh, that's funny. Okay, moving on. Next question. Right.
Hey, is a hot dog a sandwich? Why not?
My vagina is actually clean. Okay. Just
on to the hot dogs.
She only shops at very clean Taco Bell.
Very, very clean. Top rated.
Delicious.
It's making me hungry.
Oh my God. That was funny.
I could kind of go for a chalupa right now. Right?
I could go for a chalupa. I could go for a fucking Mexican pizza.
I knew you were going to say that.
Shit. God damn it.
Hey, but we made them.
We did.
We made, they turned out really great.
And they were really good. Yeah.
Is a hot dog a sandwich? Why or why not?
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, technically it would be because it's meat in a bun or bread. But I mean, I feel like a hot dog's a hot dog.
If hot I had to, dog. If I had to think of it as a sandwich, I wouldn't enjoy it as much.
Yeah.
I think you if know. You like, what does a hot dog just have its own category then?
I think it's probably under sandwiches in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A hamburger would be a sandwich.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, my dad always called hot dogs lips and assholes. So
that's because that's what they're made of.
I know. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know about a lips and asshole sandwich. Okay.
What's the best Wi-Fi name you've seen?
Oh, well, I've already talked about it. My neighbor moved in and his Wi-Fi was Satan.
Yep.
Satan moved in next door.
Huh. I mean, let me look at some of my Wi-Fis right now. I can't even think of any.
I had a couple from my old office.
Yeah.
One was "Help me, I'm poor."
Oh, I like that one.
And one was "Every day we buffering."
I don't know why that was so funny.
Every day we buffering.
Every day we buffering.
Every day we're buffering. Every
buffering. Day we're buffering.
Buffering. Oh my God.
My password. Remember my
password? Are you telling everybody your Wi-Fi password?
No.
Oh, it's because it's not your current one.
It was when I had an office. My Wi-Fi password was, "I bet you bleach your asshole."
Oh my God.
I love it too. And you have to, like, people come over and you have to tell them.
Yeah. It's so long too.
Yeah.
I bet you.
No one's going to guess it.
Are there capitals in there?
I bet you bleach your asshole.
Yeah.
Every other letter is a capital.
Yeah.
God, yeah. The S's on asshole were money signs.
Yeah. Nice.
Help me, I'm poor.
Help me, I'm poor.
What is something that everyone looks stupid doing?
Pooping.
I was going to say pooping.
Yeah. I mean, you just like see like a really good looking person. And
yeah, we picture
feel less intimidated. Yeah.
A model.
You picture a model just like pushing so hard that she's gonna.
Can we talk about this before? Like all the techniques where you like
we did
rock back and forth or the circle. Like, let's try this way. Yeah. Let's try the other way.
Just trying to get it to turn the corner.
Like, come on, I know it. You're just around the bend.
Yeah, you're just right there. Oh
just,
my God.
Let's give it a little turn around.
He said just around the bend, and it made me want to sing "Just Around the River Bend" from
just
Pocahontas.
Around the river bend.
To sing it while
you're doing it. Just trying to soothe it into coming out.
Like, we know what you're doing if you're in there, and we start hearing "Just Around the River Bend."
Just around the river bend. Oh, Gina's pooping right now.
Singing again.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Don't do number 10 because I don't know any jokes.
I didn't do number 10. I'm not doing number 10.
Okay.
What are the unwritten rules of where you work?
I don't work.
I know. So what are some unwritten rules for us? We don't use the word sure or okay.
Oh, true.
In text.
So we don't have written ones, but we've actually had to say them. No sex on the couches, and you have to wear a shirt on a couch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Yeah.
Because all those things have happened.
Nuh-uh.
In our other warehouse, this kid named Juan Carlos. He's probably not listening, so I'm going to say his name.
Right.
Yeah. Juan Carlos. Him and Lexi had sex on the couch. Like in the break room.
And you're like,
how did you find out?
Someone told us. I guess they did it all the time.
I was going to say, like, were there stains on the couch? Was it leather?
It was like a black, it was like a casting couch. It was a black leather couch.
Oh my God.
Oh man, just like sweat stains.
That is so inappropriate.
Yeah. And he would walk around the warehouse without a shirt on for some reason and blare music.
You're like, okay, dude, we get it. You're feeling yourself.
So we just got new couches downstairs. So Rob actually said it in a meeting. He's like, "Hey, so you know, no having sex on the couch." And
they're like, "Hey, don't ruin these couches."
Everyone's like, "What?"
Everyone's like, what are you talking about? We're like, hey, there was a student named Juan Carlos and he had sex on our couch.
Like, we don't want to do that again.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's probably a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. How do you feel about putting pineapple on a pizza?
I'm a fan. Yes.
I love it.
Yeah, I'll never order it, but I'll still enjoy it. Like if someone else orders it, that's like a type of pizza that it's like I'm good with one slice.
Oh no. I am obsessed. I mean, if I had to order a pizza, that's what I would actually order.
Really?
Yes.
With like the thin red onions.
Mushrooms
with pineapple. Yeah. For some reason, that doesn't sound like it goes together.
It doesn't sound great. Or just pineapples. Love pineapple.
Yeah.
Ooh, no, maybe some black olives.
No. The only food in all foods that I don't like, black olives.
That's the only one you don't like?
Only food. I like everything.
Wow. I wish I could say the same. Yeah, very picky.
Gina, not so much.
So picky. Not so much. So picky.
Not so much.
I know. I eat like a child. She goes nice restaurant. And I'm like, can I have the chicken tenders?
Something comes out and she's like, if she's had like one drink, it's like, ugh, no. I know. I'm like, look at your face right now.
I don't even know I'm doing it.
She's like,
I don't even know I'm doing it. Yeah, I'm like a child. Ew.
Oh, and then she'll do this. She'll be like, I'm like, Gina, you need to eat. And she's like, I'm not hungry.
I like shake your.
Yeah, she's like, I don't. Mm-mm. And she does this. Daniel imitates her all the time. It's this. She goes,
dude, I'm such a child. Uh-oh.
What was that? Minutes.
I don't know.
Said it was upgraded.
We've been upgraded.
We've been upgraded.
All right. Next one.
What part of a kid's movie completely scarred you?
Oh, I can think of it right off.
When Mufasa died.
Yeah.
Lion King, when Mufasa died.
Bambi, when Bambi's mom died right at the very beginning. So sad.
Very sad.
That was so sad.
Of course, I'm thinking
that was bad.
Scary movie starring me.
Oh,
a kid's movie?
So, kids? Oh, no, you're right. It's a kid's movie.
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, okay, what sort of scary kid movie did we see?
I watched it as a kid. It was Poltergeist.
Oh,
and when
I watched
Clown.
It. Yeah.
And the Clown.
It
can't do it.
Yeah, the original It was so scary.
So scary.
I like watched it when I was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. I don't know why my grandparents let me watch that. They had like a whole movie section like downstairs. I was like, let's watch it. My sister was like, I don't know what she was. She was probably too young too. She's 4 years older than me.
And my brother let me watch it with him.
When he's like goes down the drain and he like pulls the kid up down the drain.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh yeah.
The new one, not as
dude,
scary.
After seeing that, I never got close to those drains.
No. Oh, I used to be like scared of the pool drain.
Oh wow.
I used to think I was going to get sucked down the pool drain. So I would never swim in the deep end ever.
I was never scared of the drain, but I had a very unrealistic fear when I was in swim team, even, being at the deep end of a pool, like you'd jump in off the diving board or you'd like swim with friends. But the second you're like, you come out of water, you come up, I couldn't help but think like, there's a creature that's going to get me. And I would swim as fast as I could to the side of the pool.
Yes.
Every time. Cause like those deep pools, they're so dark down there.
Or like being alone in the deep end.
Oh,
never.
Yeah. No.
Just even being alone in the pool. I would never swim by myself. I don't know what's going to get me.
I was only like five. So I wasn't very scared.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm very comfortable in water, but like something about those pools that are like for a swim team, that's so deep that it's just really dark as it gets lower. And I would jump in and I was just always like this one, it was like just a question. It was like, well, maybe. And
yeah,
I was like,
it could be down there.
And it was like, just to be sure.
Yeah. just in case.
Just to be
just
sure.
Getting out of the pool so quick.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Okay. Let's do one more. Oh, this is a good one.
What?
If animals could talk, which would be the rudest?
The rudest.
Probably a cat. House cat.
A freaking house cat. Yeah.
Definitely house cat.
I grew up and my parents always had cats. We've only had like one cat that ever even liked to be even touched.
all the other ones are like, yeah, they're almost like Gina with food, like, eat, get away from me.
Like, she's like, just trying to give you love, and you're like,
hurry off and just be like, get away.
You constantly have to check or in just, with them.
Yeah.
Like, is it still cool? Are we still cool?
Are we, yeah, are we all right? Can I touch you? Can I hold you? No. All right.
We had a lot of animals growing up. The cats weren't that mean. Yeah, I don't know why I was thinking a sloth. I feel like you just wouldn't want to be bothered. Yeah, like just like I was thinking like rude, like not mean, just like hanging there and just being like, move on. Yeah. Someone's trying to talk to him and he's like, fuck off.
Are you talking about yourself?
Yes. I have really identified with a sloth. Yeah. Very slow moving.
get a couple drinks in you and you're definitely like, fuck off. Move on. Move along.
It's like when we went for Keaton's birthday and they went around and said, what was it? How nice, like rating from 1 to 10, how nice people were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he gave me a 9.
Yeah. Boy, and were you tricked some people.
Dude, you 100% bamboozled them.
I also, because they think I'm a 9. I'm right for Diesel Dave.
Yeah.
Dude, they gave me, what do you give me? Like a 4?
No, he gave you a 3. I think he gave you a 3.
What a dick.
I know.
Yeah. I was a 3, but Lala was like a -1.
He was a -2.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
He was bad.
Yeah.
We had more fun.
Oh man. Yeah. I really tricked him. I was like, I think it might be a fake 9.
Yeah. You didn't deserve a 9.
I know. And you were the first person to say it. You were like, whoa, what?
A 9?
He's a 9? There's no way.
Like she's either just as shitty as me or like a little shittier depending on the day.
Depending on the day. Yes, that is quite possible. I'm just better at hiding it.
Oh
yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
unless they look at your face, it's written all over your face. You need to eat. God. No, and I'm warning you. Just throwing a tantrum.
God. So right. True though.
All right. I got to get off.
Okay. Get off, girl.
Get off. Quit being such a Karen.
Just.
Hey.
Sneaking away. Oh what? My God.
Oh.
God, I love you, Dee.
People can see this.
Yes, people will be able to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Gina. Hey, Gina, really quick before we say goodbye.
Yeah.
I just want to remind you, maybe you could actually do it for us in your frame.
Gosh, I can't wait.
The escalator.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, because I'm so bad at it. Okay.
Do it, Dee. Dee, do it.
Yeah, but.
So low.
Dana, that actually looked more right than when I did it.
No.
When I did it, it would be like this.
Do it.
Or like.
It's so good.
Dee, did you see the video?
And I feel like that's even better. God. I feel like that's even better than how I did it.
It is.
Right? Yeah, okay.
The best.
That was
okay. This is the last thing that I'm saying. The best is the fucking elevator one.
Oh God.
And I have
you
no idea.
We're waving at.
But not only that, your whole outfit head to toe.
I know.
At this point, you were still dressed as Jesus.
A dirty Jesus. I know. Like, it's funny because our last podcast came out and it's titled "Dirty Jesus or Sexy Hobo."
Yeah, I watched it.
We talked about it. Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Oh,
there we go.
Oh,
hey, you guys, thanks for listening and watching.
Well, what? Can you hear that?
What?
Yeah, oh, sorry. I heard it.
Okay. What are you? Okay, where are you right
Nothing,
now?
I'm just
where
hearing
are you?
Things.
Who are you talking to?
No, we definitely
Friends
heard your
here.
Phone.
Yeah, okay. Hi, guys. No, my phone was ringing and it was ringing in the computer.
Oh, you should ask your guests what they want us to talk about.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Please.
Now that you have a third host.
Yeah. Well,
we have a third host.
Yeah.
Dee, you ask him.
Ask them.
Oh, all right, guys. I'm the new host here of the DB&J.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, we gotta. Yeah, we gotta. Can we call it DB&J and not Between the Reps?
Or dude, I'm gonna figure it out.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
DB&J. So.
Or it could be just Between the Reps with DB&J.
With DB&J. So, you guys, now it's your job. Comment below.
Email us.
This is posted. And tell us what you want us to talk about.
Yeah.
Please.
Or we'll just do this the whole time where we're just laughing.
Yeah. And we'll continue to still see how much longer we're recording these podcasts for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about all these like inside jokes that you guys aren't a part of.
I know.
And we're just laughing about it.
Absolutely confused.
And we try to get you in, but we don't really try that hard. You're still on the outside. And we're still just laughing.
We give you like just a taste, just enough to like keep you around, you know?
Just the tip.
And then we never give you the whole thing.
It's a teaser.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. Don't forget to rate,
review, subscribe.
Five star rating.
Five star warning.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to learn that, D. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
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 Bye.